This is Breaking Bad Habits, written by Dr. Margot Stein. Read for you by Dr. Margot Stein. Introduction. The habit you're already thinking about. You picked this book up for a reason. There's a behavior, maybe more than one, that you've already tried to stop. Maybe you tried last January, and again in the spring, and again 2 weeks ago when you swore. This time, that was it. Maybe the behavior is something nobody else knows about. Maybe it's something everyone around you has been gently, then less gently, asking about. Either way, you've made the decision already at least once, and the decision hasn't held. That's the population I work with. I'm an addiction psychologist. I've been in practice for almost 25 years, and I want to tell you something that the recovery literature doesn't say loudly enough. The people who eventually stop are almost never the ones who got it right on the first try. They're the people who tried, failed, tried again differently, failed less spectacularly, tried a third way, and slowly figured out which parts of the standard advice fit their actual life and which parts didn't. The first quit attempt is data. The second is more data. By the fifth or sixth, if you've been paying attention, you've usually accumulated enough information about yourself to design something that holds. I'm writing this book because most of what's in the popular literature on habit change is either too thin or too universal. The thin version says, identify the trigger, swap the behavior, give it 21 days, you're done. That's not wrong exactly, but it's the kind of advice that works for low-stakes habits like remembering to floss and breaks down completely for anything with a real reward structure underneath it. The universal version says, here are the 7 principles that govern all behavior change. Apply them to your phone, your drinking, your weed, your spending. But your phone isn't your drinking. Drinking isn't gambling. Gambling isn't pornography. The principles overlap, but the specific texture of each habit, what it gives you, what it costs you, what makes it hard to put down, is different enough that you need habit-specific knowledge to actually quit. So this is a book that tries to do 2 things at once. The first half lays out the general machinery, how a habit becomes a habit, why the standard model of cue routine reward gets you only partway, what the difference is between a habit and an addiction, and why willpower keeps failing the people who try to use it. The second half goes habit by habit. Phone, alcohol, food, nicotine, cannabis, porn, gambling, shopping, overwork, lying, procrastination, and tells you what's specifically tricky about each one and what tends to actually work. The final chapters deal with the questions that come up no matter what habit you're working on. Moderation versus abstinence. Cold turkey versus tapering. When to involve other people. When to involve a therapist. What relapses really mean and what the long, quiet life on the other side actually looks like. A few things to know about how I'm going to talk to you in this book. I'm going to be specific. Vagueness is the enemy of habit change. If I tell you to manage your environment, that's useless. If I tell you to put your phone on the kitchen counter in a drawer that's hard to open and to plug your charger in there instead of next to your bed, that's something you can actually do tonight. I'm going to err on the side of being too specific. I'm going to use clinical language when it helps, and plain language the rest of the time. When I say tolerance, or withdrawal, or executive function, I'll explain what those terms mean in working English. I'm not interested in jargon for its own sake. I'm also not going to pretend the science is more settled than it is. There are places in this book where I tell you honestly that the research is mixed, that 2 camps of clinicians disagree, or that I think the conventional advice is wrong. You deserve to know when you're hearing established findings versus my opinion. I'm going to assume you're an adult. That means I'm not going to lecture you about how serious your problem is, and I'm not going to soften the parts that need to be said directly. If you're using cocaine 4 nights a week, and you ask me whether you should try to moderate, I'm going to tell you no. If you've gambled away 2 retirement accounts, I'm going to tell you that this is not a willpower problem. The respect I'm trying to offer is the respect of speaking plainly, the way I would in my office. I'm also going to write about habits across a spectrum of severity, from the genuinely inconvenient, a phone scroll that's eating 2 hours of your evening, to the genuinely dangerous, alcohol use that's heading toward physical dependence. Most readers will see themselves in 2 or 3 of these chapters, not all of them. Read the ones that apply. The chapters on the general machinery. Chapter